MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, November 12, 2024, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. The state is still under a red flag warning. Beverly, Gloucester, Marblehead schools still closed. Sunny, windy today, low 40s, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 8:50 p.m. Governor Maura Healey visited the Middleton Fire Department Tuesday to thank firefighters and first responders who have been working to contain brush fires in the area and across the state for over the past few weeks. More than 450 fires have burned over 1,500 acres since October 1 in Massachusetts, including two ongoing fires in Middleton, and air quality continues to be affected in many communities. State Fire Marshal John Davin also attended.
Thank you, Governor. This has been an unprecedented fall fire season in Massachusetts. I want to join Governor Healey in recognizing the monumental work of the state's firefighters over the past several weeks. Many of them have been working for days on end to protect their communities, and they're also deploying across the Commonwealth as part of our statewide fire mobilization plan to help protect other communities, and their work has been nothing but heroic. I have two core messages today. The first is to the public, and as the governor said, please use common sense. The weather conditions in Massachusetts have left outdoor fuel sources extremely dry. Any fire will spread quickly and will become very difficult to control. The fire will burn wide and it will burn deep into the ground. Follow all local and state guidance on outdoor fires and use extra caution with anything that could create sparks or embers, like power equipment or fireplace ashes. And if you see smoke or flames nearby, call 911 right away. The sooner we hear about a fire, the better chance we have of containing it. Second, I want to address the fire service. Firefighters from our cities and towns, DCR, and our partners from out of state, please be careful. As you know better than anyone else, these fires are labor-intensive events. Effective rehab is going to be vital to your health and safety. Stay alert for environmental hazards like tree snags, and we begin reports of trees and limbs falling at a lot of these fires. And unfortunately, we've had a few firefighters be injured. And tragically, as the governor said, a forest ranger in New York lost his life over the weekend. And we lost a firefighter in Connecticut last week due to an ATV crash. It's a reminder of the hazards we face while operating in these environments in these off-road vehicles. Finally, I want to remind all the fire chiefs that our DFS resources are available to support you and your firefighters. We have drones, off-road vehicles, rehab units, and incident support units are all available along with personnel to staff them. We've been working closely with our partners at MEMA, DCR, and the National Guard, and all of our state partners will meet your requests. We'll be there whenever and wherever you need us.
That's State Fire Marshal John Davin. Middleton Fire Chief Doug Lacoste is imploring residents to not go sightseeing in the fire areas.
The fire is approximately 80% contained with an acreage of about 242 acres. So right now we're just patrolling the perimeter, trying to contain the hot spots inside the box, and we're going to be here for multiple days. The fire is going to emit smoke for a number of days until we get some substantial rain, so we're just going to keep plugging along as long as needed. Another safety reminder, in addition to the ban of the outdoor flames, you know, we're seeing people that are, they want to go in the woods and kind of survey the damage. We ask that you stay out of the woods. So many of the trees have been weakened by these fires, so we worry about, you know, trees falling. So if you could please stay away from the woods, let us do our job, and, you know, we'll get there eventually. So,
Middleton Fire Chief Doug Lacoste. Ethan Foreman's writing in the Gloucester Times. Due to the ongoing teachers and paraprofessional strike, Gloucester schools will remain closed Wednesday, according to Superintendent Ben Lummis. Lummis also reported the school committee was actively working toward an agreement that addresses the needs of students, educators, and the community. With the strike, all after-school activities scheduled for Wednesday are canceled, and the Gloucester High School Awards ceremony will be rescheduled. More news after this break.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSO News Sports. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows at msonewsports.com.
Salem News reporter Michael McHugh is writing, the city of Salem once again broke visitation records on Halloween Day with 87,351 visitors. A nearly 37% increase in total visitors compared with last year's 63,856, according to data provided by Destination Salem. Over the entire month, the city brought in a total of 1,040,600 visitors, an increase of 8.6% versus last year's total. The record turnout is thanks to a combination of warm weather, a national increase in consumer spending for Halloween, and Salem's unique history and growing Halloween reputation, according to Destination Salem Executive Director Ashley Judge. In Newburyport, Daily News reporter Jim Sullivan is writing, after months of discussion, Newburyport Mayor Sean Reardon announced Tuesday the city reached an agreement with Port Plaza owner Richard Kaplan to turn the vacant Kmart there into an over 200-unit affordable renting housing project. For months, Reardon had been working with Kaplan and the Planning Department to come up with a development agreement that would turn the defunct 50,851-square-foot retail store into a friendly 40B housing project as defined by state statute. In sports, North Shore High School tournament play resumes today. In boys soccer, St. John's Prep will host Concord Carlisle at 6. Girls soccer, Masconomet meets Oliver Ames at Danvers tonight at 6:30. Danvers plays at midfield this afternoon. Hamilton Wenham goes up against South Hadley today at Gordon College starting at 5, and Linfield will host Tingsboro today at 2 p.m. In volleyball, Ipswich takes on Joseph Case in the D4 State semifinals tonight at Framingham beginning at 6. In the D1 MIAA football tournament quarterfinals Friday night, number 1 seed St. John's Prep hosts number 8 seed Methuen. Prep coach Brian St. Pierre on what to expect from Methuen.
They have an electric running back, senior running back. He's very, very good. I think he's gone for over 250 yards of total offense every week this year. It seems like 4 and 5 touchdowns. I mean, he's a special talent. But they have other weapons around it. So you watch him and you just see the explosiveness, the explosive nature of their offense. Defensively, they've been able to keep the score down on a lot of their opponents. So we know it's a great challenge. You know, you're in the Elite Eight or whatever they want to call it. There's only 8 teams left in Division One, so you know you're going to get a good team. So, you know, it comes with the territory, but we know we got our hands full and it's going to be a great challenge. We do scrimmage them. The last 2 years we scrimmaged them in the last scrimmage of the preseason. So we have some familiarity there with them, but, you know, that seems like 2 years ago, not 2.5 months ago. So
yeah.
A lot of things have probably changed. I know they have for us. So, but it's a challenge, there's no doubt.
That's St. John's Prep coach Brian St. Pierre. Gillette Stadium will be hosting the 2026 Navy Notre Dame College football game. And in pro sports, the Bruins beat St. Louis last night, while the Celtics lost to Atlanta. The Seas are at the Nets tonight. For our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, and our media director, Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom Nicastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.